Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, everybody. Amen. And God bless everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight to study the Word of God. We're going to get ready to call our Father, pray it to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer today. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 1. But first of all, just let me give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. You know, I just give God all praise tonight. I give him all glory tonight. I just thank and praise God on tonight. He is such an awesome God. He's an awesome God. So I'm going to call out our worship, our study to order now. We're going to have our scripture reading, a song, and a prayer to open up. Scripture will be coming from Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have just read you the entire chapter of Psalms 1. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to have a prayer. It's just a hymn and a prayer.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come on tonight, Father, just asking you and confessing and repenting and confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us, Lord, for every known and unknown sin. First of all, God, we come now, Lord, to ask you to bind the strong man on tonight, Father. We ask you to bind up the strong man tonight. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you right now, God, to bind the strong man from our lives on tonight. Bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Father, every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, Lord, I ask you to set fire to them. Send fire down and burn them up on tonight. Every demon, God, I'm asking you right now to put him in his proper place, wherever that is, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. I ask you to open our minds up tonight and in our hearts that we'll be receptive to your word and our bodies ready to receive what you have for us on tonight. I ask you tonight to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to everybody. In the name of Jesus, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to the Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all the clergy and everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to just give God praise through the study of his word. On tonight, we're going to be in the book of Genesis on chapter 11. I think it's chapter 11 on tonight. And I'm going to read it, so we'll just have that done and we won't have to read it anymore. Chapter 11. Okay. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the languages of all the earth, and from this did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. These are the generations of Shem, was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begot Arphaxad 500 years and begot sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 35 years and begot Salah. And Arphaxad lived after he begot Salah 403 years and begot sons and daughters. And Salah lived 30 years and begot Eber. And Salah lived after he begot Eber 403 years and begot sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years and begot Peleg. And Eber lived after he begot Peleg 430 years and begot sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and begot Reuben. And Peleg lived after he begot Reuben 209 years and begot sons and daughters. And Reuben lived 230 years and begot Serug. And Reuben lived after he begot Serug 207 years and begot sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor. And Serug lived after he begot Nahor 200 years and begot sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah. And Nahor lived after he begot Terah 119 years and begot sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begot Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took them wives, and name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Machpelah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Machpelah, and the father of Iscan. But Sarah was barren, and she had no children. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of Chaldean to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah was 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Into a land that I will show you, thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. They went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanites was then in that land, in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land, and there built him he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him, and he removed from thence unto the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hiah in the east, on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called unto the called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram sojourned, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarah his wife, "Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that the..." Hello? Who said that? "When the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. So say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee." And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The prince also of Pharaoh saw her and commanded her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken in the Pharaoh house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, he asses and manservants and maidservants, and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh, his house, with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And the Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, 'She is my sister,' so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. Amen. So we're going to answer our questions from chapter 11. Start with chapter 11. Okay. Can everybody hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. The first question, what did the people of the land build for themselves?
Repeat that again. Wait a minute.
What did the people of the land build for themselves in chapter 11?
First,
a city and a tower.
Okay. Why did they want to build it? Anybody?
To make a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm. What did God do about this?
He confused their languages so they would not understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
And scattered them abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And scattered them abroad. I didn't really understand that. I did understand it, but I think I was a little bit more confused because on one hand, God was, okay with them, like the way they are. You get what I'm saying? Like he was okay with them being together, being as one. But then on the other hand, he scattered them abroad. You get what I'm saying? So I was just confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did he change his mind? You get what I'm saying? I guess, let me see.
Well, what it was, they was trying to build a tower to reach heaven. And then they was trying to, make a name for themselves. So he scattered them abroad.
Okay.
They scattered them abroad so they wouldn't get into trouble. Now, they had They had their actions. They had exhibited pride and haughtiness and a defiance against the counsel of God. So he was listening in all what they was doing because they was trying to reach heaven. So they was defiant against God.
Yeah, they were
so
trying to
scattered them.
Or okay.
And gave them
like
different language. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why we end up with different languages.
Well, I was confused at one point because he was okay with them, but it was a reason why he did what he did. And you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I get it now, but I'm just saying, I ain't going to say he is who he is, but you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know why he not took the script, but, you know, because they was disobedient to his word. They were disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just trying to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I read up on it. Don't get me wrong. And I just, you know,
Okay. How many years was it after the flood to Abraham's birth?
Oh, okay.
I wanted to know that. I don't know if I wasn't looking too hard, but I couldn't figure it out.
I came up with a couple of answers. It was kind of tough to figure that one out. Because it don't directly say it in the word.
No, but
I did try to do a research on it, but I tried to add everybody's year that, you know, what's their name? Shem and Afrex. And I tried to add all the days that they lived, you know. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little difficult to come up with an answer. I got a big number.
Oh, no. What was it?
Huh?
What was it?
1600 and something.
No.
Years.
Mine was like
2,527.
It was 292
years.
Oh, my God. I was all the way wrong.
How did you come up with that number?
I'm going to get it for you. I'll show you.
Because I tried.
You know. Yeah, I'll take you through it.
Okay.
Mhm. Who was Lot?
Lot was Haran's son, which made him Terah's grandson and Abraham's nephew.
That's right. Okay. What did God tell Abraham to do? What did God tell Abraham to do? In chapter 12.
He told him to leave.
That's right. He told me to leave his father and country and go to a land he will show him.
Amen.
He told him to abandon his way of life and leave his home country to live in the land of Canaan, right? To leave his own country and people.
Well,
and
you
your
already answered the next one. You just answered the second one. What land did God promise to give Abraham?
Promise was Canaan?
Mm-hmm, it was Canaan.
Father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. And I will make your name great.
Yeah. Why did the Lord plague the Pharaoh's house?
Because
Why did he put a plague on the Pharaoh's house?
Was it because of Sarai was there?
Yep.
And Apostle, I have to admit, are we doing two chapters a week? Because I only studied 11, so I'm scrambling.
Because it's only two or three questions, and we be through before 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I be trying to make it last an hour. That's what I call myself doing. And we still, you know, we still done before at 8, is what I'm saying. But I have some more questions, and if, you know, how old was Abraham when he left Haran? This should be in chapter 12, I guess.
When he left Haran?
Yeah. How old was
75.
He?
75 years old.
Yeah. Who went with Abraham when he left?
Sarah,
his wife, and Lot, his brother, son, and all there.
Mm-hmm.
Was that right?
Yep. Yeah. Where was Abraham going?
Where was he going?
Verse 5.
Canaan?
Yep.
He was going to Canaan?
Yeah, he was going to Canaan. Because
God had called him
so,
to an undesignated land. No?
No. I was going to say something else. So I want you all to understand that we from Ham started our generation. A lot of people, especially black people, don't want to be from Ham, but that's where we from. I used to hear it all the time, and I was like, I didn't want to be from Ham, but we from Ham. But the Abraham children. See, people wonder how we got from Ham to Abraham. But I was telling y'all, it's very important to know the genealogy of everybody. It's very important because it leads on to Jesus Christ over in the New Testament. So I got me a book just for the genealogy so I know how we got what we got. Even though we, you know, that Ham was African. Shem was something else. I don't know. I guess they daddy Noah had some other wives or something, because somebody is from the Russian. I don't have it in front of me. Let me see. Yes, I do. Japhin, his son Japhin, was from Russia. Shem, that's the Arabs and stuff. All over there. But Eber, what I just got through reading about from Chim, got Peleg, and Peleg begot Ruth, and Ruth got Serug, and Serug got Nahor. And Nahor was Abraham's granddaddy. And he got Terah. But God told Abram to come from among them for a reason. He brought him out of that. So Abram left his home place to get what to Canaan, the land of Canaan, where God promised Abram's seed, he would give his seed the land of Canaan. And anyway, when he left there, he went to Egypt. And that's when God used him to tell the Pharaoh to let his people go. But in the end, he ended up being an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite. And we are the children of Abraham. But Ham Cushnim still started this stuff, this African American stuff, this Arab African stuff anyway, Ethiopians and stuff like that. And before long, you're going to see that bloodline running straight to Jesus Christ. So that I'm keeping a book of the generation so I know how it come down through the generation. Mm-hmm. It's very important to know that, to understand that. It's very important. Because you need to, we need to know that. Somebody asked you something like that in another Bible study, you'll know. Because people don't think that stuff is important. Oh, you don't have to keep all them names. That's just the genealogy. You need to know where you come from, and you need to know how you got there. You need to know the bloodline of Jesus Christ. You need to know that. So it's sometimes you have to stay a little longer in the Word, because I know people busy and working and doing all kind of stuff. I know it's hard because I used to do it. And I skipped over a lot of it. I done read and read and read. But every time I read, I get more and more and more. So it's really good to know where you come from. It's a relief to know where you come from.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
So basically what you're saying, Jesus... am I getting this right? So Jesus came from Ham or Shem?
He came down through the genealogy of Ham. But it's going to leave. But he came down from Abraham. Somebody moving. Somebody be still. I can hear somebody moving. It ain't Lisa because she ain't on here today. Anyway, it came from Ham, and the bloodline's going to meet up soon, after we get on further down. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm trying to keep it early, keep my genealogy so I can go back and look in this book to know, where it comes from. Mhm. So,
Of Shem.
No. Wait a minute. It is Shem.
Okay, I'm just trying to, keep it.
Yeah, it's Shem. It's Ebor. Whatever name, I can't talk in country and stuff. But it's Eber. Yep, he forgot his great great grandson or something like that. Mm-hmm. You absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Luke 3:36.
Right. Well, I'm looking at, I got it wrote down in my little book. And I wasn't looking at my book. Mm-hmm. You absolutely
okay,
right.
I was trying to make sure, because you kept saying Ham, and I'm like, yeah.
Because, and I'm going to get it back right again. I'm going to get it back right because it's supposed to be Ham. But I'm, you know, we came from, the Africans came from Ham. Now, I don't know. Anyway, I got to do more research on that because I sure didn't want to be from Ham. But Ham is the Canaanite, and that's where Abram them going to the land of Canaan. See, so I got to get it straightened out in there because that's where they going to live. That's where God said, I'm going to bless you, your seed, with this land. The land of Canaan. So I'm going to get it straightened out. I'm just going to read and study some more, but I want to know how this is going to connect. And I know Shem and Ham and Japheth brothers, but I want to know how this connects. And then Shem mother must have been, because them an Arab. And Japheth's mother must have been, it says, Muscovy, and that are Russian. That's what it says. And then it says the Gentile nation. So, you know, you gotta just study and know where they're coming from and know. And the Gentiles is over there in the New Testament. So you're gonna see, it's gonna come up, it's gonna come back up again. But the thing I'm saying, we just need to know where we come from and how we get there and how Abraham got here. And the reason why, like I said, the Pharaoh, how God regards marriages, how he did that, he didn't even put it on Sarai. He got the man for it. And he made plagues go over him and his whole household, because he had Sarah, Abraham's wife, in his house. He took her home. He made Abram sleep out in the garage somewhere, out in the, whatever it is, the barn or the pasture, whatever it is. He wouldn't even let Abraham in his house.
This was in chapter 12?
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah. I hadn't read it yet. I'm just trying to. I mean, I heard you read it, but I didn't know what was going, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be doing two chapters because it'd be just like two or three questions. Like next, on Thursday, it's only one question to chapter 13. And we need to have more so you can understand more. I want you to understand more, you know, and we can read two chapters at a time, you know, because it's 50 chapters in Genesis. So we got a while before we get through with that, but it's okay. I just want to make sure, and I hope that everybody understands. If you don't understand, please ask me. Ask a question. There's no wrong answer, because we all here to learn. We all here to learn. I'm learning too. Just like I got to figure this stuff out about Ham and Shem and Abraham. In Jesus, and God gonna open it up. Yeah, He gonna open it up. So if it's a question that you wanna ask or you just wanna say something, please feel free, cause this is what we here for, to learn. Mhm. Yeah, He put the plague on the man. He didn't put it on, even though Sarah lied. He didn't put it on her. But he knew the circumstance, because Abram felt like if he figured that was his wife, he would kill Abram. He thought he was going to kill him to get Sarah. But this man feared God. He feared God. He knew what happened. men. Okay. You muted. How that happened? No, you're not. Listen, you did it. Let me see. Can you say anything? Say something.
Yes, ma'am. It just unmuted.
Okay.
But I just wanted to know, just to go a little deeper into it, why did God command Abraham to leave his hometown, his Haran?
You asking?
Yes, ma'am.
You asking
a question?
I think you asking me that question.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like he was, I'm gonna do some more research on it, but I think he wanted him to come from among them because Abraham was from Shem. Ain't that right, Mimi? Shem?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he came down from Shem's bloodline, yeah. Noah's line. Yeah.
And Shem was, let me put it up here. The son of Shem. Shem was, let me see.
Noah, one of Noah's sons.
Uh-huh, but he was, I'm trying to see what he was. He was, I think he was from the Arabs or Chaldeans or something. Because he got one of his sons' name
is
Asher. Aphorat, Aram, Aram, but then Eber came from Aphrat, the grandson, and Eber is Nahor's grandson. And that's Abraham's granddaddy. Mm-hmm. Nahor is Abram's granddaddy. So it's such a connection there. And that's why the Arabs saying Abraham is their father. Because this right here. You talk to any of them and they'll tell you that Abraham is their father.
So the question.
But I feel like it's another reason that God asked him to come from out of there.
So what was
it's got to be.
Again? I'm sorry.
Why did he tell him to leave? Is that what you said, Lala?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
To leave what, his hometown or his
yes,
mean, the city?
His hometown.
His father's hometown. Okay.
Yeah, that's his hometown.
Okay, let me read this. While Abraham was in Ur of Chaldees, God appeared to him probably in human shape, as he did at least 8 times afterwards, and called him to leave his country and his father's house, which for some time past he had been infected with idolatry. And he got a lot of scriptures here. He readily surrendered all for the sake of Christ in obedience to the divine command and relying on his directions and protection, went forth not to him, but as they had stopped too long in Haran, the call here mentioned was one which he received anew after the death of his father. Abraham was made a great nation, his prosperity by Ishmael, by the sons of Keturah, and by Esau was exceedingly numerous. Anyway, he was making him come out of there because he was committing idolatry there. And he wanted
him
to
sanctify him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sanctifying him and set him apart. Amen.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And a lot of times, you know, that's how God does us. You know, he'll take us out and set us out. You know, and sometimes we're lonely and all of that. But, you know, when God commands us to move, we don't understand the move. We question God, why should we move? Why should I leave? But, you know, when God commands us to move and to leave, then we should be obedient. And, you know, this is a great example that Abraham has given us tonight is, you know, first of all, answer the call and be obedient and be ready to sanctify and set yourself apart for the glory of God.
Amen.
And not only that, courage is faithfulness. You know, when you, I totally agree with her on so many levels, but because, you know, God sometimes, you know, thinking back then how God spoke to Abram, you know, some of the time, you know, with a lot of us don't have that type of connection with God where he speaks to us like that, like he did. You get what I'm saying? But to me, this is a whole lesson about acting with courage. You get what I'm saying? Because of all that he tried to set him apart in the midst of the trials and temptations and all of that. You know, that's basically is exemplatory is what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to use big words, but it's exemplatory to us where this is a lesson for all of us, you know, and how we see, you know, who sacrificed. You know what I'm saying? And the hardship and certainty that God, you know, we just have to rely on him.
God wants us to depend on him.
So, you know, I really because when somebody tells you, if you thinking back then or you living in those days to leave your whole city, you know, but sometimes, you know, people, they relocate. If you look listening to some
Who y'all
you
talking
people,
to? Wait a minute. Who y'all talk to? Am I there? Who y'all talking to?
Wife.
I've been gone. I'll be saying, Lord, why? I'll be saying, Lord, why I'm the one God always leave? Why you always send me away? I want to be where my family is.
It's the reason why.
But I always.
Yeah, but just imagine those people that don't have that type of connection with God. That need that type of connection. If you don't know him, get to know him so you can tap into and plug into. Because people they miss their blessings. They missing a whole side of, they missing a whole side of love and care and happiness and peace and joy because they're not tapped into him. You get you get what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing up here, I just thank God on today. Because if you was her, ain't no telling where you might be. I just thank God for today that I'm not that close to my sister. Why can't is she just a drive away? You get what
I'm
saying? I just thank God that I can speak and talk to my mother. You get what I'm saying? Like, you tapped into him, baby. And, I mean, there's nothing we could do because you are where he wants you. So
that's
ain't nothing we could do.
That's right.
Can you look in the New Testament in Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 8, where the scriptures said that God foreseen, and the scriptures foreseen that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then.
Yeah.
They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many or of the works of the law or under the curse, for it was written, curses is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And so Abraham, God was justified in God, and God was going to make a great nation out of his seed. And when you get the, yes, and where the division, where the Arabics and the Chaldeans were divided is when Abraham had the Ishmael child. And that was the firstborn, but God said Sarah was his wife. And so Abraham, Sarah would have a seed. And that was God's seed that Sarah had, not the Ishmael child. And that's why they're divided over there today, because of that right there. Even though he was the firstborn, but that wasn't God's chosen.
That's right.
And that's why he told Abraham, send her and the child away if it's going to cause a division. But he said, I'll make her God's chosen. And he still blessed that Ishmael child. Just like she said, they all think Abraham was their father, but that wasn't the seed that God said would be his. He said Sarah would have the seed, even though she was too old. She wasn't having. That's right. She wasn't. She was too old to bear children. He was old. That was God was the one that did that miraculous conception. So that's why they're confused over there today, and they're fighting for the land that they rightfully think is better there, not knowing the scripture.
Absolutely. That's the truth, because Abraham, this is what I'm talking about. How God honor marriages. He don't honor no mess. She gave her handmaid or whoever she was to Abram because she thought she couldn't bear no kids instead of waiting on the Lord. She gave her handmaid and they named him Ishmael, but that wasn't the seed that God wanted. God wanted Sarah's seed with Abraham. Hagar. And that's what happened. That's what happened. You sure right about it, because I was saying now, I know we're the seed of Abraham. We Abraham's children. I know that. But these people, that's Ishmael, these Ishmael folks right here, that's who they are.
That's right.
So Ishmael came from Sarah.
Ishmael. See, what happened was Sarah was barren. Barren means she couldn't have no kids, no children. Everybody was having children except her. So she, her handmaid the girl that helped her, her maid, she told her to go in with Abraham and have a baby for her. And then they named the baby Ishmael. Then, you know, after you let somebody lay down with your man and all this kind of stuff, you ain't going to do that. But then they start acting like they somebody, you know. So Sarah was study fussing at Abraham because telling him she thinks she this much. And we're going to go over this stuff. I don't know why I'm telling y'all this, because we got it. We're going to get to this in a little while, in another few times. But she was acting all funny, and Sarah was saying, no, I don't want her around, and I don't want her son around. And so that's when, she was saying, have her to leave. Tell her to leave. And God made Abram to send her on her way. But God still blessed him. He still blessed Abraham's seed. But he wanted him to have, not out of adultery, not in adultery, but with his wife, and he blessed that seed. That's why God wants us not to lay up and do this and do that, but to have our own husband and get it. And do it. And that's and he honors marriage. He honors it. You know, and the stuff that we go do ourselves, that's one thing. But when God do it, you're gonna know God do it. Because now he finna bless Sarah's womb, and she gonna have a baby. In her old age, She laughs mm-hmm. at the angels, but don't get through that stuff. it gets better and better. You know, it gets better and better. You just have to stay in there. But I've been reading in this book, and I've been studying in my Bible. This is the Bible I'm reading out of. This is a Bible. It just got a lot of commentary in it, but it's a Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's good. But then it don't say all of that about how the Arabs are and stuff. But I just know it says who they are. They're Arabs. Mm-hmm. And then the other boy, he's a Russian. That's where the Russian Moscovy people come from. They Russian. And then Ham was from African nation. So it hit them all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we get those these genealogies straight. We'll know where everything comes from. And like she said, mm-hmm. that's why they confused not. They over there fighting over some land that don't even belong mm-hmm. to them. You see what I'm saying? But that's them. And then they're going to be fighting over here at this one at the wild, because they sure going to get up enough nerves at the wild at least. Folks keep on doing what they're doing up there in Washington. They're going to get some nerves, and they're going to try to do something, but to God be the glory. But this has been good, and I'd like for everybody to participate, because it's good. We need to learn this stuff, I'm telling you. And you can't do it, you know, in an hour. You can't do it in an hour. But I just wanted to announce tonight that we do have our network, the Kingdom Network, broadcasting system for our ministry in our church, in our prayer room ministries. And
amen.
God has blessed us. We have 25 channels on Roku, whatever how you pronounce
amen.
It.
Amen.
And they setting it up and everything, some things up for me now. I'm just so don't know how to do nothing, I'm telling you. But anyway, and then and I know this is God, because now a young man is getting ready to do my website, our website, and put our logo and stuff up. And he's going to make letterhead and some cards for me. And he's going to get my apostle seal and everything. So it today been just a blessed day for me. It's been exciting for me, because we have 25 channels on a network, in our own network, on Roku. So I'm getting ready to get people and things put in place. And, of course, every member of here can, anytime you want to go on, you can do that. But it's a 24-hour day. 7 days a week network, and we have 25 channels. So I thank and praise God for that. They just got to show me what to do. Y'all know I don't know how to even get on Zoom good, so I'm just trying to get that down pat. So, you know, I'm going to take and keep 10 channels or maybe 12 for the ministry, and I'm going to rent some of this space out is what I'm going to do. So other people can go on. I ain't renting no witches or nothing like that. But, you know, because I don't need money that bad, it go somewhere else. But since we have the network, we can let other ministries rent from us, and that can be helping the ministry out for what we need to do in our ministry, because we still trying to get the Feed the Children truck and that truck feeds 400 families. Not only food, but it have toiletries, Pampers, all kind of stuff. So I'm trying to get one in St. Louis up that way and one here in Michigan. So we're waiting on our answers and stuff back now. So I'm so excited about the TV broadcast. Network. I'm really excited about that, and I'm excited about my seal and stuff. Now I can get my vestment for the apostle vestment and stuff. But anyway, I'm not going to hold y'all. I just wanted to let y'all know I got a lot of things and I need you all's help. I'm just letting y'all know I need your help. I need your help bad because I don't know what God's doing, but I need y'all help. So anyway, Father, we just thank you for the word tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you for just opening up our understanding, Lord, just giving us insight, Lord, of your holy word. We just thank you tonight, Father. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless each one of them. Bless their families, God. Bless the cars and trucks they driving, God. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all out at the stoplights, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise on tonight. We just thank you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a good night, and we'll be back on Thursday evening. God bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.